In proud partnership with Evergreen Podcasts. Audio Marvels presents Circles, created by Brendan Connolly. Episode 1, Frankie.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey.
Sorry, I completely missed your call.
No worries, Nay. You're, like, in your circle now, right?
Yep. Stick to the plan.
Well, it is your plan. Candles burning okay?
Flickering away. I'm leading by example here, Jeff. Though, I'm a bit worried I'm going to set my sheets alight. My bedroom's a bit small for this circle.
I'm in the bathroom. The towels are white, though, so I can hardly see the salt on the floor.
As long as it's a closed circle, you're fine.
And I've got lots of candy with—
Candy?
Sweets. Sweets.
You've been over there too long. You've changed, Jeffrey John Rogers. I did go to the loo before drawing my circle, but really, I'd say you've outsmarted me here.
Nobody outsmarts you, Nay.
I'm really sorry about Frankie. I know how much he meant to you.
I can't believe it's finally here. Frankie's gone, and, well, I called you straight away. I knew there wouldn't be a moment to spare.
Yeah, I screwed up there.
I don't have Lexi's number anymore. Or Scotty's. His number hasn't worked in years, I don't think. He never picks up or replies.
Don't take it personally. It's been the same for me. I did get Lexi. I sent her a message, and she replied basically instantly.
Not surprising. Have you seen her posts lately? They're so bleak.
Some of us found certain things a lot harder to leave behind.
Yeah, I guess. I didn't mean it.
I'll check in with Lexi to make sure she's in her circle. Then I'll start the search for Scott.
These circles, they're gonna work, right, Nay?
We've
been talking about this for so long, and now it's here, but I don't know if we're really ready for it.
You've got this, Jeff.
I don't really know what's expected of me. What am I meant to do?
Same as the rest of us. Stay in your circle. Stay safe. Lexi, are you in your circle?
I am.
Are you outside? You haven't gone walkabout in the outback, have you?
Just some trees at the back of the house. I won't be disturbed.
Didn't you ever tell Mr. Hairgel, Lexi? Doesn't he know?
What do you mean?
Did you never tell Douglas about all that stuff from when we were teenagers?
No.
And you never took him aside and said, "Look, Douglas, there's a magic ritual with a chalk circle I really need you to learn because one day my friend's dog is going to die and..."
No.
Well, I just wanted to make sure everything was going to plan.
Exactly to plan. Except, I haven't been able to reach Scott.
None of us have. I called his old number, but it's always voicemail.
Let me try too.
Nah, you just take it easy. I've got it. Just stay safe in your circle.
That's the plan.
Good stuff. Okay, Lexi.
Tell me if you find Scott.
Of course I will.
Hello?
Jeff? It's Lexi.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I didn't recognize your number.
It's the same. It hasn't changed.
I hope you're in your circle, okay?
I am. Naomi called me about Frankie.
Yeah.
The loss of a beloved animal can be so difficult.
That's...
It never gets easier. You just have to live with it. But you will live with it.
I don't know how much she was affected by what happened. It was a lot for me to take on, so I can't can't imagine, you know, for a dog.
He was just a dog.
But I worry that, like, I felt the burden, but couldn't understand it.
Don't you wish we could go back to before all of this happened?
Sure.
Back when it was all a fun game. Before it started getting serious. Before some people took it too far.
Well, we were all responsible for that.
You know what I mean.
Oh, come on. Nay didn't plan to summon a demon, Lex.
But she still did.
It could have been any of us. Calling America from Australia is probably costing you a fortune. Stay in your circle, Lexi.
Do you have Scott's parents' number?
Scotty?
Scott Thompson. He no longer seems to be contactable. I want to get in touch with his parents.
I'll ping it to you. Stay in your circle, Lex.
Hello? Yes, I was calling to speak to Scott. It's Lexi Williams. We were old school friends. I'm wanting to reconnect, but this is the only number I could find. I will call back later. Thank you. Goodbye.
Oh, 741141.
Oh, hello, I...
Get your nose out of there!
I'm sorry?
Not you, love. Dogs. Always getting into trouble, you know how it is.
I do. I was calling to...
What did you say your name was?
Naomi. I was calling for Scott, but I'm not sure...
There's no Scott here. Have you got a wrong number?
He was my friend from school.
Oh, yes, we got your message.
Okay, did the... Thompsons leave a number when they moved out?
That was years ago.
A forwarding address?
Let me have a look in my book. Hold on. Target Thompson.
That's them. Mags and Terry.
What did you say your name was?
My name?
Yeah, I don't reckon you're Jeff. Are you Naomi or Lexi?
I'm Naomi.
Well, it says here not to give you this address.
Ah, crap.
Language! I don't have to speak to you, you know.
No, sorry. You don't. Can I ask, does the ceiling still leak in the kitchen? If the bath gets too full?
We got a plumber in.
Well, then, I don't think you owe Max and Terry anything, do you? They should have told you about that leak, shouldn't they?
Fair enough. You got a pen?
Hello?
Shh!
Mrs. Thompson?
What?
My name is Lexi. I was friends with Scott. I called earlier.
Shut up to me! Shh! Didn't you write it down?
I was hoping to reconnect with Scott.
Stop calling here.
Hello, Jeff.
Hey-o, Lexi.
Is everything okay?
Yeah. I just heard from Naomi, so I thought I'd let you know. She's on the trail of Scotty. Turns out his parents just moved house rather than, like, moved on.
What about your parents?
What about my parents? My mom passed a few years back. Don't really hear from my dad, but... You just get on with it, don't you?
You do. Let me know when you hear about Scott.
Oh, sure. Of course. I'll get Naomi to give you the number once she has it.
Stay in your circle, Jeff.
Yeah. You too, Lex.
No, sorry. but I was calling for Scott. Am I speaking to Mrs. Thompson?
She's not with us anymore.
Oh. I'm so sorry. Susie?
Do I know you?
Yeah, I was friends with your brother years ago. Naomi Atkins.
Oh, God. Naomi, it's been so long.
It has. Susie, it's actually really important that I speak to Scott.
I've not seen or heard from him since yesterday. I was starting to worry.
Don't, really. He's going to have a great explanation, I promise. I just need to speak with him soon.
Do you have his cell number?
I do. We've stayed in touch, but he's not answering it today.
You didn't say you stayed in touch.
Susie, I need you to do something, quickly.
Is this the demon thing?
You remember all of that?
Yeah, it's not the sort of thing you tend to forget.
I think something might be coming your way. It's looking for Scott, but you should protect yourself, just in case.
A ritual?
Yeah, that's...
A protective circle?
Your memory is really bang on.
Actually, you'll have to talk me through this.
Sure. Everything you need is in Scott's room. Check the bedside drawer.
Got it. Okay. So what's this something coming my way?
Something evil. Something old.
Something borrowed, something blue. Sorry. Right, I've got chalk. There's some string, a few candles, a Bible, a compass, and a thing of salt. It's just table salt. What do?
Take the string. Is it really long? About 4.5 feet long?
Yeah, it comes up to my armpit, so I'd say that's about right.
Use it to draw a circle with the salt.
The 9-foot circle. It's all coming back to me now. You know, I always wanted to join your club.
I know. And we just wanted to protect you.
What about protecting yourselves?
Well, yeah. You've got me there.
The circle's done.
Good. Take the compass. Find north.
Got it.
Put one of the candles at the northernmost point of the circle and light it. Was there a lighter too?
Yep. I've got it. Done.
And it's...
Exact north, yep.
Okay. Now do the same with the other candles. One at exact east, exact south, exact west.
Okay. Working on it. What about the runes? You guys always used to draw runes with your blood.
Yeah. I think we'd been watching a bit too much Supernatural and Buffy. If the candles are lit and you're stood inside the circle, you're done.
Then I'm done.
Now the circle of protection is complete. As long as you stay inside and don't break it, nothing can get to you. Susie?
It all feels a bit... anticlimactic.
I mean, we can chant if you want. Oh, sorry, Susie. Someone else is calling. I won't be a minute. Hello?
Jeff told me you found Scott's number.
Lexi, I've got his parents' number. Do you want it?
Yes. Please.
I'm actually on the phone with his sister, Susie. Remember her?
Yes.
Right. I've texted it to you.
I've got it.
No worries. Stay in your circle.
You too, Naomi.
Susie? Are you there, Susie?
Sorry. Must have muted you somehow.
God, you had me worried for a minute. Who's that?
My dad. His old answer machine message, anyway.
Susie, it's Scott.
It's Scott calling.
Pick up the phone.
Don't leave the circle. If that's
there,
really Susie? Scott, he'll tell you what to do.
Pick up the phone.
He obviously really wants me to pick up and speak to him.
Are you there?
But you can't. It would be literally impossible for you to pick up the phone.
Why?
Because you already did. We're talking on it.
Pick up the phone.
Holy crap.
Susie, pick up the phone. Pick up the phone.
Pick up the phone, Susie.
Pick up the phone.
Thank you.
Circles, created by Brendan Connolly. Episode 1, Frankie, was written by Brendan Connolly, James Field, and James McDonald. Naomi was played by Talmai Nia, Lexi by Beth Eyre, Susie by Sarah Pittard, Jeff by Bryce Cook, Scott by Tom Alexander, with performances by Alistair Stewart, Joe Dully, Sarah Golding, and Corrine Cronflee. Also heard was Chris Finney. Special thanks to Lindsay Sharman. Dialogue editing and sound design by Tom Max. Technical advisor, Hem Cleveland. Casting by Jack Bowman and Brendan Connolly. Online marketing images by Ryan Field. Circles Chapter Zero prequel comic written by Brendan Connolly, illustrated by Happy Toast, and edited by Andrew Jones. The technical producer was Travis Vengroff. It was directed and produced by Jack Bowman. Executive producer and showrunner, Brendan Connolly. Circles was produced in association with Audio Marvels. Stay safe. Stay inside. Stay with Evergreen. Circles was produced in association with Audio Marvels and released by Evergreen Podcasts.
I'm Eliza, and I need you to listen to me. Have you ever felt so much that you don't know where to put it all? And you wonder if anyone would notice if you screamed? Because you want to. Scream for the ones they've hurt, the ones they've taken. Scream for yourself. These are my words, my story from my perspective. Because I know you'll hear other versions. Because I want you to have a chance to believe mine, or at least hear it. If you're getting this, it's already over. But if one of you listens, really listens, it won't be for nothing.